Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Mem Beis Bechoros 42. And today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is continuing our discussion of an androgynous and a tumtum. An androgynous is a person or an animal which has both simonim of a male and a female, meaning to say they have certain characteristics of a male and certain of the organs of a female. And a tumtum is a person, or can exist in an animal too, which has defined genitalia, but the genitalia are covered up, so we can't determine initially whether this is a male or a female. And so our Gemara has a big discussion of it, and part of the discussion, Reish Lakish says, "O amru tumtum safek ela ba'adam," that when our sages say that a tumtum, a person whose genitalia is covered up, is considered to be a safek, we're not sure if they're a male or a female, that's the law only by a person. Hol v'zachruso v'nakbuso b'makom echa, because the male and female genitalia are right near each other, and so therefore you can't check through how they urinate. Aval behema, but an animal, that's not the case, since they're distant from each other. Matil mayim b'makom zachar, that if it would urinate while it's from the place of the male organ, then it would be considered a male. And matil mayim b'makom nakbos nekeva, but if it would urinate from the female place, then it would be considered a female. That's just part of the discussion of a tumtum androgynous in our Gemara. And there is a much larger discussion. It's very, very relevant with today's biology and today's understanding of biology and sex reassignment in surgery, about how do we deal with these concepts that the Gemara introduces of a tumtum and an androgynous. The Gemara is very well aware of people being on the spectrum as it comes to gender, and that there being a fluidity between male and female. So in the Shut Shevet Alevi, a modern posek, he was asked about a child who was born, and the doctors established through X-rays and through some investigations that this child has all of the female genitalia inside, that it's not visible, that this child has everything that demonstrates that she's a female, and they check that the child does not have any testicles. However, they do have the male member externally, and so therefore the question was, they want to know, could we start the hormones, so therefore the male member will dry up and disintegrate completely, and then remove it via surgery, and then this child will be like a complete woman. And they asked the Shevet Alevi if one is obligated to circumcise this child before the member is removed, and also you circumcise the child with a blessing, and also after the surgery, if this child is going to be considered like a female completely with respect to their obligation to do commandments, or whether since when the child was born, the child had a male member, whether the child is considered to be like a male. And so that was a question they brought to him. And the Shevet Alevi discusses that we know that there are basically four different approaches in the Shas to what do we consider the tumtum and the androgynous. That one opinion is that this is its own creature, and so therefore they can't determine if it's a male or female. It's neither male nor female. Another approach is to say that it's a doubtful male or doubtful female, and there's another approach that says it's a complete male. And then the Rambam says that the Rambam rules that in most places we say that this is just a doubt. And then there's a fourth position, which is the position of the Ravid, which says that this is a partial male and partial female, like a person who's half one status and half of another status. And the Shulchan Aruch rules that this such a person, and tumtum androgynous, is in the category of safek. We don't know, and therefore we're obligated to circumcise such a child, but we don't circumcise this child on Shabbos. However, the Shevet Alevi says that all of this is only when the male genitalia is complete, meaning to say there's not only the shaft of the male member, but there's also the testicles. However, when there is just the shaft of the male member externally and doesn't have anything else internally, then the Shevet Alevi says for sure this child will be considered to be a female. They're just born with some extra flesh that looks like it's the male member, but it's really not. And so therefore, he says it's obvious that this is the case, that whoever does not have testicles genitals is considered not to be a male. And so therefore, he says, under these circumstances, we would have to consider this child a complete female. And so if the doctors can assume that what we should do under these circumstances is to uncover the female genitalia and remove the male genitalia, then he says, as long as we do this, we are saying that for sure there's no obligation to circumcise him. And also, though, and this is the significant part, after this surgery where a person was born with the female genitalia inside, then we would say that this child is considered to be a complete female. And so therefore, he says, not only that, he says, we don't have to believe whether or not these poskim have what's called nemunas, whether or not they're Jewish or not, we could believe them. He says, obviously, it's the case that these are doctors who we can rely upon. And so therefore, under these circumstances, he says, we should not circumcise the child. We should wait until it falls off and not circumcise the child. He says, ideally, I would allow other poskim to come and agree with me, but that was his position. We see from here, it's a very radical ruling, because he says even though a child is born with the shaft of a male member, nevertheless, he says after a surgery, this child is considered a complete female. And so we wonder what would he say in a situation where through science or through greater understanding, we can determine that even though a person has complete genitalia, that the person really is in many ways biologically a female. What would he say under those circumstances? But we see clearly a position that a person can be born with certain parts looking like a male, but yet after surgery, the person is considered a complete female with respect to halacha, according to the Shevet HaLevi.